everybody, don't cut before the big scissors go down, all right? Everybody ready? One, two, three.
Late yesterday afternoon, a small group gathered on the second floor of Fayetteville City Hall for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The event was the formal opening of the Gallery of Contemporary Fayetteville Pictures, which features photos taken by volunteer photographer Tom Clark. Mayor Lionel Jordan says he and Tom became acquainted when they worked at the physical plant on the University of Arkansas campus. Mayor Jordan says Tom began volunteering in 2011, and now some of his photographs hang on the wall just east of the staircase that leads to the second floor of City Hall.
It's just a real addition to City Hall, and we're just real pleased. He's a very talented photographer, and we're just really fortunate to have him volunteering his service for the city of Fayetteville.
During his time as a volunteer, Tom has taken hundreds of pictures of Fayetteville and donated them for use on the city's website and for other purposes.
This particular gallery started with a photograph that I put through high dynamic range software. Which all these are rendered in, and it increases the color range that way above what the camera can see, and gives you a lot of options to be creative with it. And I've shown showed some to Julie McQuaid, my friend here, and she liked them very much and took them to Lindsley. And the next thing I knew, they had set me off on a project to do a whole set of these. And it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Tom says he and his wife moved to Fayetteville about 22 years ago from Dallas, and he says he loves this area. Tom used to design department store interiors, which required him to live in larger cities. He says they moved to Fayetteville because they got tired of the big city. After retiring from the university, Tom became a City of Fayetteville volunteer photographer. Tom says he has been working with photography for a long time.
Oh, I've been in photography off and on for many years. I think the first time I had a camera was when I was going overseas to Korea. And outstanding photographs I remember, I can't find them anymore, are of the Panama Canal as we went through that. And I have a few photographs of the first air base I was stationed at there in Korea. And after I came back from there, I got very interested in sports car races, and I took a lot of photographs of that. And so it's been off and on for many years.
The Gallery of Contemporary Fayetteville Pictures features what Tom calls the icons of Fayetteville. Many of the photographs feature structures that are instantly recognizable, like Old Main and the Peace Fountain on the University of Arkansas campus. One of the photographs features a lesser-known item, a gravestone belonging to Whiting Washington.
He is a great, great, I think, great nephew of George Washington. It was the Washington, one of the nieces of George Washington, married a gentleman, and they moved here to this area and eventually played a part in putting Fayetteville together. And there's a graveyard up above the Confederate Cemetery with tombstones about, you know, that have these people that are related very early on and early Fayetteville. And it's been neglected, and things have fallen on it, trees and all that sort of thing, and they've cleaned it up now. So that's one of the things I'm going to do a lot of photography on, is try to bring them back up.
Having been a photographer for years, Tom says with a laugh what he likes most about the medium is being the person behind the camera instead of the one in front of it.
I like being able to see something that I think should be recorded and photographing it so it's there. This is one of the things I like about doing this stuff here for the city, is it's going into the archives for the city. We'll be there for years to come, which makes me feel kind of good about my work.
The Gallery of Contemporary Fayetteville Pictures is open for viewing during normal City Hall hours, which are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information is available at accessfayetteville.org.